Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. Today, we welcome Dan Weinfurter, founder and CEO of Growth Play here in Chicago. Dan is author of the book Second Stage Entrepreneurship, 10 Proven Strategies for Driving Aggressive Growth, and he's an adjunct lecturer at Kellogg School of Management. Welcome to the Noon Business Hour, Dan.
Chris and Lisa, thanks for having me on the show.
So you work with businesses that want to take the next step. Tell us give us an example of what that means.
Well, the second stage is when it sort of begins when you've got to a proof of concept, and it continues, in my view, until the founding team or the founder exits. It is a very difficult journey because everything that was responsible for success in the early days ends up changing as you go to the second stage.
So the first stage is, let's take Groupon, for instance. You've got someone who sees the future and assembles a big team in Chicago. A few years later, he was fired by the board, and there's new management there now.
Well, Groupon is a great success story in some ways, what they were able to do to grow from humble roots to a very large business in a short period of time is not easy to do. The more typical scenario is a very small team, a handful of people that discover that they're onto something, either a product or a service that works, and they decide to scale it to the next level. And from there, they have to acquire capital, build a team, and then begin the process of driving growth. More often than not, it doesn't include institutional investors such as what Groupon had. They have to find a way to fund that growth, and everything that they do changes from those early days to when they're no longer deciding every important decision. Instead, they're building a team who, in turn, they have to entrust to make those decisions. It's a big mindset shift and something very, very difficult to do for many, many entrepreneurs.
Now, you talk about creativity, even above competition. Tell me a little bit about how much of a role the creative game plays.
I think it's really important. If you come to market with a product or service that is the same as what exists in the market, you're forced to either compete on price, which tends not to be a winning strategy over the long haul, or on service, which is hard to prove out and differentiate. So if you can come to market with something that's different, you have a lot more latitude on price and on your ability to drive something new. And in some cases, it doesn't have to be wildly different. It could be a new business model or something that's a little bit sort of turning an industry upside down, and you're able to make the case that you're different and better, and therefore you have the latitude to control many of the things that you would otherwise cede to others. A good example, you know, that everybody knows would be Apple. When they create a new product that didn't exist in the market, you have latitude that doesn't exist elsewhere. My book covers more mundane situations like Intelligentsia Coffee and their approach, wildly different than what existed with the big chains. And that was able to propel them to significant success.
We're just about out of time, Dan. Can you tell us the one mistake that small business people make going to this second level?
The most important thing to drive growth is the team of people that you put in place. And I'd argue that hiring, while it's the most important discipline in business, tends to be the least disciplined. So take great care to understand who you need and then work hard to ensure you're getting the right people for each of the roles that you're hiring for.
All right, Dan, thanks so much for joining us today. Dan Weinfurter, founder and CEO of Growth Play here in Chicago. Still to come, advice for the individual investor in a plunging stock market. Some tips coming up.